Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Ayin Hey, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf's being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzara Vashivya. Today's daf's also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida and for Shloima Ben Chaya Leah. So we're moving along at the very, very, very end of Maseches Avodah Zarah. In fact, we only have two dafin left until Hadran Aloch Avodah Zarah. And we're continuing to discuss halachas related to Yayin Nesach, specifically as they relate to kashering, kalim that were used in the production of Yayin Nesach. Now, we mentioned in the introduction to the Mishnah that there are four levels of Hechsher, Kalim, Hagala, Kashering, these are all synonyms of each other, that are discussed here at the onset of the Sugya. From lowest to highest, Hadacha. You just have to rinse the area that was used. Niguv, which the Gemara is going to talk about in great detail in today's daf. The short definition of Niguv is a process of cleaning that involves water and ashes. Yikloif, which means cutting off a kdei klipa, literally taking off a little bit of the keli, meaning you literally have to get rid of it, you can't salvage it. And then finally, milui ve'iroi, which is a mechudesh tige type of hagola that we saw already earlier in the Masechta that works in the context of Yayin Nesach. Now, we're going to see in the course of the daf that there are other types of hagolas that were also popular and common and sometimes actually need to be used when it comes to kashering these kalim. But as it relates to the initial Hakdama, what we need to get through this first Cheshmini part of the daf is be mindful of those four different forms of Hagal. Now, as it relates to the Mishnah discussed a gas, a wine press that was used on some level by an Ovid Kechavim. You want a kasher now, and the question is, which one of the aforementioned forms of Hagala are you supposed to do? And the Mishnah said it depends on whether the gas was made of stone, Evan, was it made of wood, Eitz, or was it made of earthenware, Cheres? Said the Mishnah as follows, Gashel Evan, if the gas was made of stone and Zofson, this is going to be very, very important in the Cheshman of today's daf. It was important yesterday's daf, it's going to be even more important in today's daf. It was coated with a little bit of pitch. So the halacha is menagva fihi tahir. What you would have to do is level two. You would have to do niguv. At that point, it's going to be tar. What if the gas was made of eitz? So there it's a machlokes Rebbe and the Chacham. Rebbe says, just like the gas shel even shezofsa, the halacha is menagva, you do niguv, so too the gas shel eitz shezofsa, what you would do is niguv. The Chachamim say that eitz is boileya more, and Rashi says the reason is because it required more zephes. And being that it required more zephes, the zephes is boileya. So therefore, you can't just do nigo, yiklof es hazephes. What you do is you remove the zephes. You're worried that the zephes was boileya, just get rid of the zephes. And at that point, everything's going to be okay. And if it's cheres, seemingly there's no machlokes, although we'll see in the Gemara, maybe there is. The halach is that afa pishakolof es hazephes. Even if you did a level three, you already took off the zephes, it's going to be awesome. What do you have to do? You would have to do milui ve'iroi. So what's the halacha? If it's even shezofsa nigov, if it's eitz, shezofso, machloik is Rebbe in the Chachamim. According to Rebbe, the same Nigov, according to the Chachamim, Yikloif. And if it's Cheres shezofso, the halacha is that you're going to have to do Miloi ve'iroi. Either way, this Mishnah obviously discusses how you would kasher this gas shezofso, makes chilukim between whether it's Evan, Eitz, or Cheres. The Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa that's very much me inyan le inyan ba'oisa inyan, stating that the Braisa is going to mention additional gasin, meaning what happens if it wasn't Zafsa? Or, as we'll see in the Gemara, does it matter whether Ta'iv Kechavim was Darachba or Eloi Darachba? Did he actually use it? So that came up a little bit in the beginning of the Sugya. It's going to come up a lot of it right now, says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. So again, a Braisa that is very much related to the mission that we just learned. Hagas, we know what that is, the wine press. The Hamachatz was a keli that was used to take wine from the bar and bring it into the Chavis. The Hamashpech, that's the funnel, Shal Oivdei Kechavim, that we use by Oivdei Kechavim in the production of their wines. Rebbe Matab and Niguv. Rebbe says that all you have to do is Niguv, the Chachamim Oisrim, and the Chachamim say that it's going to be Aser, meaning you would have to do Milui Ve'iroi. Now, the Braisa doesn't say a word about are we dealing with Evan, we're dealing with Eitz, are we dealing with Cheres, Was it zafso? Was it not zafso? So Rashi speaks out right away that it's muchach by process of elimination, just based on what the Braisa is going to talk about in the Hemshech of the Braisa, what this the Braisa is discussing. And that is, it's discussing where the gas machatz and mashpech were made of cheres, and it was loy zafso. How does Rashi know that? Because in a minute, the Braisa is going to talk about Eitz and Evan. If the initial part of the Braisa was Eitz and Evan, why are we now talking about Eitz and Evan? Oh, so by process of elimination, it could be Eitz, Evan, or Cheres. We're going to talk later about Eitz, Evan, must be this is Cheres. Additionally, the Braisa is later going to talk about what happens if it was Mizufafen. What happens if it was Afsa? Oh, Balkarchach, this was Lois Afsa. So it's interesting that the Braisa would omit these very critical pieces of information, but just from process of elimination, we know that the gas, the machatz, and the mashpech were number one made of cheres. Number two was loy zafsa, which, by the way, is a case that was never discussed in our Mishnah. But the point is, what is the halacha? Machloik is Rebbe the Chacham. Rebbe says niguf. The Chachamim say you would have to do milu ve'iru. Moide, Rebbe is moide. Meaning, even though Rebbe says niguf is going to be nothing, can kanush levit kechavim. That if you're gonna now come to kasher the kankanim of the Oivde Kechavim, not the gas, the machas, and the mashbech, but these were kalim that the Kechavim used to store them wine in. Shein asurim, that deer they're going to be us, you would have to do milu ve'iru. So the kankanim of Oivde Kechavim were also cheres, they're not mizufafen. But over here, Rebbe says, I'm moide to you, Chachamim, that you can't just do a nigruv, that's like a level two. Here, you would need the real deal. You would have to go ahead, you would have to do the milu ve'iru. Says the Braisa, ma hefesh bein zel, is that what's the difference? They're both cheres, she'ina mizufafen. Zem machnis l'kiyo. The difference is the gas, the machatz, and the mashpech made temporary contact with the wine, as opposed to the kankanim. That's where they were stored. That's the bottle that's in your wine cellar. Oh, that was machnis elikim. In the sugyas of taruvos, machnis elikim, specifically in the sugyas of yayin, is way more chamer. And it's for that reason over here the halacha is that even Rebbe's going to be moida, you would have to do milu ve'iru. The price continues and says v'shal eitz v'shal even. What would be if the gas, the machetz, and the mashpech were not made of cheres, but they were made of eitz and even? And again, they're not mezufafin yet. Yenagev, here the halach is, there's no machloikis, everybody agrees. What would you do? You would do niko. Vim hayu mezufafin. What would be if they were mezufafin? L'chayra, it's going back on eitz ve'even. So if the eitz ve'even were mezufafin, what would be the halach over there? Asurin. The halacha is, they would be aser. At that point, you would have to do a miloy ve'iro. Either way, ad kana braisa. So let's take the braisa apart. The braisa said that if you have a gas machatz and mashpech that's made of cheres, that's in a mizufafin, it's a machloikis Rebbe in the Chachamim. According to Rebbe Niguf, according to the Chachamim, miloy ve'iroy. In the event that the gas, the machatz, and the mashpech were made of eitz or even, there's no distinction between eitz or even, the halacha is yinagev, everybody agrees. Meaning here, even the Chachamim amoida, that all you would need is niguf. If the eitz and even were mizufafin, so then the halacha is asurin, at that point, you would have to do miloy ve'iroy. So the Braisa, in contrast to the Mishnah, talked about cases where they were not mezufafin and they were mezufafin. The Mishnah was talking mitchila v'atzoif about a gas shezofsa. Shaila, if it was Evan, if it was Eitz, if it was Cheres. The Braisa is talking sai where it was ena mezufafin. That's the whole first part of the Braisa. The last line, them hayu mezufafin, where it was Eitz and Evan and mezufafin, then the halach is going to be also. Either way, the Gemara now, it's only the next six or seven lines, is going to ask really what's going to amount to three kashas. We'll say two mefurish, Rashi speaks out a third. But three kashas the Gemara is going to ask now between the Mishnah and the Braisa just trying to reconcile. So if you're trying to reconcile it in your head, you don't have to. The Gemara is going to do the work for you. It says the Gemara, I have a little bit of a kasha. The Mishnah said that if you had a gas shel even shezofsa oivet koichovim menagva vihita hayra, right? First line of the Mishnah. Everybody agrees. Gas shel even shezofsa oivet koichovim menagva vihita hayra. So if it's made of even and it's zofsa, what do you have to do? Niguf. What did the Braisa say? The Braisa said, "Vim hayu mizufafin," referring to eitz and to even asurin. You'd have to do milu ve'iru. Chayra, you have over here a very stark kasha. Rashi says, by the way, mizufafin doesn't mean milu ve'iru. It means yiklof. I'm sorry, it means kilof. But the point is, you have a stira because the Mishnah says, "Gash eleven shazaf so ovik chavim niguf." And from the Braisa, it's mavur that if it was even and it's mizufafin asurin, the halach is achi yikloif. You would have to go ahead and do kilof. So we have a kasha. Now, the Gemara's kasha, when you read the words of the Gemara, is from Gasha 11, right? Gasha 11, Shazofsa, Oivikechavim, Menagfa, yet, Vimhoyim, Mizufafim, referring to Evan, Asur, Macha Yikloif. So you have a stira. Rashi says that even though the Gemara is only asking from Gasha 11, really, it's also Shver from Gasha 8. What's Shver Gasha 8? Shitas Rebbe. Because Rebbe said Shal 8, Taloch is Yenagev. And again, what does it say over here? Not Yenagev. Over here it says, Ache Yikloif. And we know that Rebbe is one of the Manda Omrim in this Braisa, because Rebbe was Chaylik already when Rebbe felt he had to be Chaylik. So if this part of the Braisa is not mentioning that Rebbe holds differently, you would think that Rebbe is in agreement. So says Rashi that the Gemara's Kasha is Evan, I Evan, really the Gemara could have asked Lashitas Rebbe Eitzei. So why did the Gemara ask Evan, I Evan? Because the Gemara wants to ask Lekuli Alma. But when Rashi is mefarish the Gemara, Rashi says, really, the way you have to read the Gemara is that there's two kashas on over here. Number one, Evan, I Evan, Lekuli Alma. The Mishnah says, Kasha 11, Shazavsa, Menagva. The Bryce says, Mohim, Zufavan, Asurim, Zok, Rashi, Ache, Yekloif. The second kasha is that if it was Shal 8, Rebbe, Oimi, Yenagev, again. Says Mefurish from Hayim Mezufafim, Dalach is Asurin Ache Yigloif. And for the Gemara, and really this is a one size fits all, it's one answer that answers both kashas. You have to say Masnisin the Loy Darach, but Brais in the Darach. But you have to say the Mishnah is talking about where the Oivik Echavim was Mezafes. He put pitch on top of the gas, but he never actually went and was derech any anovim. Over there, it's more kulodik. Braisa the darachba, whereas the Braisa is talking about where you were already darachba. In the Mishnah, where you were like darachba. So there, kuli almam is moidi when it comes to Evan Menagva. And even Rebbe has a kula by eight, stalochas giri Menagva. If you went ahead and you were darachba, so now it's already more chomer, like we saw in the Ikeda Amri of Rav in the previous Gemara. Once you're darachba, now it takes on a chomer. What's the chomer? The chomer is and that is the Braisa, where the Braisa says, Mem hoyu mizufafin asurin zok rashi ache yikloif. So these are the first two of the three kashas that we said the Gemara is going to ask in terms of reconciling the Mishnah and the Braisa. Is kasha number three. Amar, the Braisa said, Gas v'hamachatz v'hamashpich shal ovdik eichavim. The first line of the Braisa. Rebbe mata benigov v'chachom emoysu. So when it comes to the gas machis and the mashbish oivik kechavim, Rebbe says nigub, the chachamim say that it's going to be osir, and over here osir means you're going to have milui ve'ir. Now we said that by process of elimination, we know that what's that part of the braisa talking about? It's talking about where they were made of cheres, number one, and number two, they were eina mizufafin, right? That's the chayra, what's going on. But the Gemara asks the kasha of anantanan. We learned in the Mishnah, shal cheres, as it relates to cheres, afal pishe kolaf es hazefes, even if the person was kolaf es hazefes, harezu asura, the halach is, that it's going to be asur. What was the last line of the Mishnah? That if the guy went and he put pitch on top of the cheres, even if you do a klipa, it's going to be aser. Why is it going to be aser? It's going to be aser because cheres is bailea so much. In that case, you're going to have to do milavir. So what's the kasha? How could Rebbe be mater benigov, yet the Mishnah says that you have to do milavir? Now, on the Chachamim, it's not shver, because Rebbe Matav and Nigov, the Chachamim Oisrin, and what did the Chachamim hold you have to have? Milavir, which is exactly what the Mishnah said. But the kasha is on Rebbe. That Rebbe said that Hagas v'hamachatz v'hamashpech shal ovdik hechavim, Nigov alone is going to be enough. And in the Mishnah, it was Mavur, Harezu Asuri, you have to do milavir. Now, just to ask the kasha a little bit better, we already made an akimta that the Braisa is talking about where you were darachba, as opposed to the Mishnah's talking about where you were loy darachba. So haloi kavachaymeru madach in the Braisa where you were darachba, Rebbe Mata Benigov. So kolshkein in the Mishnah where you were loy darachba, that should be the halacha. What is the halacha? The halacha is that harezu asur, you have to do milavir. Now there's one thing that I think you have to speak out just to understand pash pshan in the Gemara, and that is that lechura at first glance you could say there's an obvious chilek, and maybe the chilek is that the Mishnah's talking about where it was zofs. So it's very clear the Mishnah is talking about where it was zafsa. The whole Mishnah Mitchila Vatzayv talks about the zefes. So clearly you were zafsa, as opposed to the Braisa, the first part of the Braisa, we said, until the words V'mayim is ufafin, it sounds like we're talking about where you weren't zafsa yet. So being that the machatz And the gas and the mashpech, even if cheres is talking about where you were loizavsa, so maybe that's the difference. Where it's loizavsa over there, the halach is going to be, that nigov alone is going to be enough, even when you were darachba. As opposed to the mishnah talking about where you were zavsa, so maybe over there you would have to do milui ve'iroi. You would have to do milui ve'iroi even if you were loy darachba. But the chiluk is pashat. If you're holding cheshbon, the chiluk is pashat. The only difference that zavsa should make is klape, maybe me being required to remove the whole zephas. Right, what was the halach of the Mishnah of Yikloi Vesa Zephas? Because the zephas is Bailei Olat. So being that the zephas is Bailei Olat, so there's an idea of Yikloi Vesa Zephas. Sometimes there's no way to kasha the zephas. What do you have to do? You get rid of it. You get rid of it, it's going to be fine. If the halach of the Mishnah would have been by Cheres, Yikloi Vesa Zephas, so then you can attribute the chumrah of Cheres to the zephas. V'haraya, Yikloi Vesa Zephas. But from the fact that you need Milu V'iru, it's not a din in the Zephas. It's a din in the Cheres, that the Cheres is Bailea so much. Because if it was else the Zephas, it would only impact the Zephas. From the fact that it's impacting the entire Kli Cheres, Zephas is gone. So what are you worried about? Oh, you tell me it's a Krich into the Bane of the Cheres. The Zephas doesn't make it Krich into the Cheres. The Zephas makes a Krich into the Zephas. So the most the Zephas can tell you is Yikloi Vesa Zephas. But if you need Milu V'iru, that means it's else the Cheres Shabba. If it's else the Cheres Shabba, it makes no difference if the Zephas or no Zephas, and it's Chayr Aymer Masha. But it sounds like this is Pashup Shat in what the Gemara means to say. So again, the question is, how do you make Rebbe, who said Niguv by Cheres, albeit B'Shaloi Zafsa, even where it was Darachba, Shtim with the Mishnah, that says that when it comes to Cheres, Afal Pishet Kalav Es Zephas, meaning, there is Taka Zephas, but even where it's Loi Darachba, Harezu Asuri, you'd have to meet of Iro. If it kriegs into the Bainer of the Cheres, then how could Rebbe in the Braisa, even where it's Loi Zafsa, be Mater Be Nigov Ba'alma? And the Gemara says it's a very good kasha. There's no way to answer this kasha. Amar Rava, Rava said, Sefer the Masis and Aslan Rabbanan. You have to say that the Sefer the Mishnah and the Chanami is only going according to Rabbanan, who Oisrin, who said you have to have Mil of Iroi. There is no way to reconcile the Sefer of Unzur Mishnah together with Shitas Rebbe. This concludes the first part of today's daf. So the Gemara Vayta Doras, Rava, Rava said, Na'ava Arsuchu. That if somebody has a gas and he wants to kasha the gas, arsuchu, there's a way to do it very, very quickly. What you do is Rashi says, hirsichu b'roischin, you pour very hot water on it, you boil it, and by you doing that, that's going to be a form of agala. Now, if you look in the Rishonim, it's beyond the scope of what we're going to do now, but if you look in the Rishonim, there's a big discussion, which type of agala is Rava saying you can replace by going ahead and boiling it? Meaning, in lieu of hadacha, yeah, that sounds pretty intuitive. In lieu of niguv, that probably also makes sense. In lieu of yikloif, all the Rishonim say yes. That wherever the halacha is yikloif, you don't have to be koilif. If you want, you can go ahead and you can be a resichu b'roischin. Is it going to be even in lieu of milu v'iroi? So some Rishonim say for sure, milu v'iroi is really a kula that you find in Yayin Esach, because one of the chumras you have in Yayin Esach is that it's b'leia tzoynein. So because of the chumras shechmarta lebet chilosai kalta b'soifa, we say there's something called milu v'iroi. But roischin is for sure going to be better than milu v'iroi. Other Rishonim say maybe not. Maybe milu v'iroi has a certain milo over roischin. Additionally, the Rishonim talk about, is this going to be true for all types of utensils? Meaning, Evan and Eitz L'Chayr, you would think for sure. What about Cheres? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. So Rava said two words, Nava Irsuchu, these two cryptic words. Big tumult in the Rishonim, how wide he wants to go. But the bottom line is, we mentioned in the Hakdamot, yesterday's part of this sugya, and today's daf, that there's Hadocha, there's Niguv, and you have Kiluv, and then you have Milu V'iroi. There's another idea right here. Nava Irsuchu, there's something called Roischin, how exactly you applied. Huge discussion in the Rishonim, huge discussion in the Poskim and Shulchan Aruch. Sokti Gemara, another memory from Rava regarding wine, not shocking. Rava, Kev Mishad, Gulfi, Leharpanyo, when he would send Gulfi to Arpanyo. So Rashi says, Gulfi Akadim Reikin, these are like empty jugs. So if he was ever sending empty jugs, and he was going to use logistics that were Oivde Kechavim. So, Sachat Lua Pamayu, he would do two things. The first thing he would do is he would take the jugs and he would invert them. He would flip them upside down. Additionally, V'chasim Lua Birtsayu, he would make a chosim, like he would close the sack with a chosim, and he would put the sack on the bottom, meaning he would put the seal, the chosim, on the bottom of the sack. And the reason is because he held Kasavar Koldovish Machnisa Lekiyim, that any time you give an Ovik Kechavim Adovish Machnisa Lekiyim, Afilu Lishpisha, even if he's going to only have it for a short amount of time, Kazur Be Rabban and the Ramadan will go, that you have to have a chosim to chosim. So again, going back to the second parak, where you had all the halachas related to chosomers, so we saw that ordinarily when it comes to kashas, one chosim is enough. But one of the chumras of Yayin is you need a chosim to chosim. One of the times you need the chaysim v'tayich chaysim when it comes to yayin is even when it comes to kaden, where the guy would put something there l'kiyum. I mean, if you're going to tell a guy to watch your kad for a year, so there's a good chance that he's going to take wine, store it there for a year, and as a result, you'd have to have a chaysim v'tayich chaysim to know he didn't do that. Rav is being mechadish in this maisa one thing. He's being mechadish that if you give a guy something where it's a dovash machnisa l'kiyum, even if you're giving it him for an hour, chazal v'goyzer, a din that a dover shemachnisa l'kiyum has a halacha, you have to have a chaysim b'tachaysim, so even if he's not using it for an extended period of time, but it's going to get the halacha chaymer as if he was using it for an extended period of time. Either way, we promise that the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about niguf, right? What exactly is niguf? And it's this Gemara right here that talks about it. How exactly do you do niguf? Rav Amar, Rav Sebemai, you do it with water. Rav Bar Bachana Amar, Rav Bachana Sebe'efer, you do it with ashes. Rav Amar Bemai, Rav Sebemai, Bemai Bolei Be'efer. So again, I guess you had to be there, never done niguf. But if you knew what niguf is, you know it involves efer also. And Rav Bar Bachana Amar Be'efer, Be'efer Bolei Bemai, it can't be. Elul the Gemara says, Rav Amar Bemai, Vodin Le'efer. When Rav said Mai, he meant Mai Be'efer. Rav Bachana Amar Be'efer, Vodin Le'mai. When he said efer, he meant Mai also. Veloy Pli. So why would one say one and one say the other? They weren't even arguing. One was talking about where the gas was moist. It was ratifta, ratuv. It was a little bit wet. It was damp. And the other was talking about where it was dry. If it's moist, so then first you would use efer to dry it up a little bit, and then you would put the mayim. That would be the order. If it's dry, then first you would do the mayim, and then you would do the efer. The bottom line is, it's mayim and it's efer. Why did one say mayim? Because that's what you use first. Why did one say efer? Because that's what you use first. Is it a machloikis which one you use first? Even that not. It's not even a machloikis. Haber tifta tabi abeshta. So at first glance, mayim efer sounds like a machloikis. No. Machloikis is what's first, and even that's not a machloikis. Right? Even that's not a machloikis. It's not a machloikis, right? Ben Benoishel, not a machloikis. There's no tzad machloikis over here. They both agree it's Efer and Mayim. They even both agree in the order. One was talking about where it was Ratifta, and one was talking about where it was Yabashta. Right, so it sounds like, if you hit the pause button right now, there's no machloikis of how Niguv works. Everyone agrees it's Efer and Mayim, even though at first glance it sounds like a real machloikis. Lachar Ayun, there's actually no machloikis. Stating that, the next Gemara is going to introduce to us very much a machloikis. It's going to be Rav again, right? This first Gemara was Rav and Rabba Bar Barchana, but we're going to see that Rav and Rabba Bar Barchana, because Gemara said they're not arguing, right? But Rav and Rabba Bar Barchana had a Bal Plukta. Who is this Bal Plukta? Is Bal Plukta with Shmuel. So there's very much going to be a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Not just that, what we're going to see is that the two big yeshivas in Bavel had a Machloikis, what the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is. In Surah they learned one way, in Pumpadisa they learned another way, and what's going to emerge, just to add a little bit of a wrinkle, if it's not tricky enough, that according to the Surah version, there was Taka Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. According to Pumpadisa, it's not even Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. So, Machloikis, what the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is, but there's an oimik to it, because on one side, there's not even a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Either way, what does this all mean? So the Gemara is going to tell it to us, and the Gemara is going to tell it to us in a cryptic way. Zok the Gemara, Itmar, Bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Amrin, Yeshiva Rav, they used to say over in the name of Rav, Tarti Klas, that you want to know exactly how you do Niguv, so it's 2 and 3. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Klas Arboy. It's not 2 or 3, but rather it's 3 and 4, Besura Mas Nahachi. And this is the way they used to say it in Surah. So what does this even mean? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi's Masber, Tarti Klas means, if the gas was Rituva, as we mentioned, if it was moist, so then you're going to end up needing 2 applications. If it was Yevesha, if it was dry, then you're going to need Klas. Then you're going to need 3. So the Tarti Klas doesn't mean, Al Pishnayim made them, Oy Al Pishloshim, Edim, and then we're makishnaim lushloisha. That's not what this means. What it means is sometimes it's going to be 2, sometimes it's going to be 3. What does it depend on? The variable that the Gemara mentioned the line earlier. Habir tifta habi abeshta. If it's ratuv, then it's going to be tarki. If it's yavesh, then it's going to be 3. What's the cheshbon? So we said we know what the 2 ingredients are. The ingredients are efer and mayim, right? That's what the ingredients are. If it's ratuv, so what comes first? You have to dry it first. First it's efer and then mayim. If it's dry. So what comes first, mayim? It's going to be mayim efer, and then it's going to be mayim. Now, kind of ben shoyol that I don't understand. Why is it tlas where it's dry, right? When it's ratov, it's two, because it's efer mayim, in that order. Okay, so when it's yavish, it should be two. It should be mayim efer, in that order. Why the mayim at the end? So the answer is, and this is one of the maftechas in terms of understanding the cheshbon in the next few lines, the last thing was always mayim. That's the rule of thumb. So the last thing is always going to be mayim. So if it's ratov, you could start with efer, say efer mayim. I got the mayim in my efer mayim. I'm good to go. If, however, it's yavesh, so then I have to start with the mayim. I need efer, and has to end with mayim. So that, and it's going to end up being mayim efer mayim. That is shitas rab. What did Shmuel say? Shmuel said it's tlas arba. It's 3-4. Again, if it's ratuv, if it's wet, then it's going to be 3. If it's yavesh, if it's dry, it's going to be 4. Cheshbin. If it's ratuv, it's going to be 3. You start how? You start with efer. It's going to be efer, mayim, and efer. That's what the 3 is going to be. If it's yavesh, so you're starting with mayim, it's going to be mayim, efer, mayim, efer. Now, there's two things we need to speak out. Number one, what is the heftz of Shita Shmuel? So, I'll do it again. Efer, mayim, efer is 3. Mayim, efer is 4. What was Shmuel really mechadish? He was mechadish 2 efers, right? Not 2 mayims, because when it's ratuv, it's only efer, mayim, efer. It's only 1 mayim. What he was mechadish, the common denominator between the 2 Shmuels, is that there's 2 efers. And really, that, according to Surah, was the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. That according to Rav, you need 1 efer, and according to Shmuel, you need 2 efers. So, according to Shmuel, when it's ratuv, you start with efer, mayim, but you need a second efer. When it's yavesh, you start with mayim. So it's mayim, efer, that's how you end up with 3 and 4. But Rashi adds one prat, which is obvious if you're holding cheshbon, and that is, we said you always have to end how? You have to end with mayim. And Shmuel's like, chaylo kudrav, and that Shmuel agrees. So says Rashi and Echanami, that really, you want to know what Shita Shmuel is? It's efer, mayim. And you want to know what it is by Yavesh? It's mayim, efer, mayim. So really, Shmuel's 3-4 is not really 3-4, it's really 4-5, which means that the machloikas between Rav and Shmuel is a little bit wider than we thought it was. According to Rav, it's 2-3. According to Shmuel, the Gemara calls it 3-4, but really it's 4-5. And just to speak it out, because it's fun, according to Rav, when it's ratuv, it's efer mayim. According to Shmuel, it's efer mayim. When it's Yavesh, according to Rav, it's mayim, efer mayim. According to Shmuel, when it's Yavesh, it's mayim, efer mayim, efer mayim. That's the way it's going to end up playing out. But the bottom line is, this is all based on Surah's understanding. Weird, there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And what is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Ein mol efer zu zwei mol efer. Those are the ganze machlokes. And because of that ganze machlokes, you actually end up with there not being one off, but there being two off, al pi the cheshbon that we just spoke at. Says the Gemara, Pumbadisa Masni and Pumbadisa, they had a different mahalach. They said, Bei Rav, Amri Mishbein Rav, Nishib Rav, they said the name of Rav, Klas Arboy. It's not 2-3, but rather it's 3-4. Vishmul Amar, and Shmuel said Arboy Chamish, that it's not 3-4, but rather it's 4-5. And they added Veloy Pligi, there's really no machlokes. Now you notice a monster Rashi over here. We're going with Rashi's Ikapshan and what these words Veloy Pligi means. But Veloy Pligi, Mar Kachosh Mar Basroy, one was counting the Maya Basroy, Umar Loy Kachosh Mar Basroy, whereas the other one was not counting Maya Basroy. And if you were holding Cheshman, the previous Cheshman, it's very simple. According to Pumpadisa, Rav and Shmuel are not arguing. They both agree that it's not 1 efer, it's 2 efers. Rav said 3-4 based on needing 2 efers, which was really what Shmuel said in the original version, in Surah's version, right? If it's ratov, it's 3, efer, mayim, efer. You have to start with efer and you need 2 efers, so efer, mayim, efer. If it's yavesh, you have to start with mayim and you need 2 efers, so it's efer, mayim. It's mayim efer, mayim efer. Why did Shmuel say 4-5? Because we said already that 3-4 really is 4-5. Because you always have to end with mayim. So the 3 of ratov, which is efer, mayim, efer, is really 4. It's efer, mayim. And the 4 of yavesh is really 5. Because it's mayim, efer, mayim, efer, mayim. Why did Rav not mention the mayim? Because mayim, like a choshev, mayim basroi. So Shiloh, are we goyres the mayim basroi, right, in English? Mayim achroinim. We count the mayim achroinim. We don't count the mayim achroinim. Rav held not. Shmuel held, yeah. According to the second lishna, there's no machlik. So according to the first lishna, there is a machlik. Machlik is 1 efer or 2 efer. And really, if you play it out, it's a big nach. Nafkamina. Is it 2-3 or is it 4-5? Right? We jump two steps. According to Pompadisa, there's really no machlekes. Everyone agrees it's really 4-5. There's two ways to say 4-5. You could say 4-5 as in 3-4, which is the way Shmuel said it, Alibi the Surah, and it's the way Rab says Alibi the Pompadisa. If you want, you could say 4-5, which is the way Shmuel says it, Alibi the Pompadisa. Moving along to the next part of the daf. Again, more halachas related to kashering these kids. The B'nai Yeshiva asked Rabbo Avo the following question. Hani gurge darmoy? The gurge darmoy. So this next part of the daf is going to talk about some technical aspects of the gas that most people are probably not familiar with. So the gurge darmoy man. What is the halacha? So, first of all, what's a gurge? So Rashi says, gurge are akolim. Akolim are nets. The purpose of these nets was when the winemaker would press the wine or press the grapes to produce wine. So he wanted to make sure that the net, the grapes were going to stay intact, right? They wouldn't start flying all over the place. So what he would do is he'd put it in a net. The purpose of the net was to keep them into like one solid place. And like this, he'd be able to go ahead, he'd be able to be doyrechet. So the gurge are the nets that were used by the Armenians. Obviously, used in the production of Yain Nesach. If somebody wants it now, he would have to go ahead and do Hagala. And the question that they asked Rabavo was, Hani gurge darmoy mai? How exactly do you go ahead and you cash it? Amalei Rabavos, Rabavo told him, you want to know the answer to this? Tini sua. It's a brisa. And this brisa is actually a Tosefta, and the Tosefta is in Mesechtes Tyros, and the Tosefta is actually discussing the laws of Tyros. So we're going to see it's a little bit of a longish Tosefta. We're going to go through the whole Tosefta, and then we'll circle back to show how Rabavo was able to be pushed from the Tosefta. One thing that's worth mentioning, the Tosefta is actually not talking about Yain Nesach, as we'll see in the Gemara. The Tosefta is talking about where a gas became I don't know. And now you want to go ahead and you want to kasher it. The question is, how do you go ahead and how do you do agala? Right? Notice that the Tosefta is in Tyrus. It's not in Avodah Zarah, which is where the halachas of Yain Nesach is being discussed. It says the Gemara. So again, Rabbi Vo was asked the question, how do you toivel these gurge? How do you toivel these nets? So he told him back, learn this braisa, lama learn the braisa tzamen, and we'll see that there's a sif cotton in this braisa that addresses this issue. Says the braisa, a person had a gas, that's a wine press, or a beis habad, that's an olive press, that would tell me, and he wants to kasher, he just wants it to be tar, not from Yain Nesach. He wants to make it ois tome. So the halacha is like this, hadafin, so these were the boards that were put on top of the grapes that are in the net, where eventually you're going to go ahead and you're going to press on top of it. Vadashim, that's the press itself. Valulovin, these were brooms that were used to sweep up the grapes that scattered in the process of the wine pressing. So all these things, madichan, all you do is hadacha. Hadacha, that's level one of the beginning of the daf, right? Vakolim, what about the nets? Oh, this is the part that we need. Shel mitzarim, vishal batzputz, if they were made of wicker, or Rashi says batzputz is canvas, minagvan, dalach, because you do nigo. We know what nigo is. Vishal shiva, vishal gami. These are two different types of materials. So thereby lay a little bit more. Miyashnun yud beis chodesh. You have to let them sit out. Literally wait, let them dry ke'ilu for 12 months, and only after them you can be able to. Shem Gamliel says, no, it's not Yud Beis Chodesh, but rather Menicha Mikas Lagasu Mibad Labad. Just wait till the next season. Isn't that the Tanakama? Right? The gas season and the bad season was once a year. So Yud Beis Chodesh and waiting until the next season is mamish the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, it's mamish the same thing. It could be Nayu, Churfi Vafli. What if the season came a little bit early? Or what if it took a little bit long? According to the Tanakhama, it's always going to be 12 months. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's the next season, it's already going to be okay. Rabbi Yossi said, Haroitza litaharon miyad. If somebody wants to be mitired these nets right away, so there's an etza. Magilon biroischin, either you can do hagala in boiling hot water, or you hold them bimei zeisim. So it seems like they used to boil the zeisim in very, very hot water. If you take that water that was used to boil the zeisim, that would be a way of being mitaring them immediately. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishum Rav Yosef. Rav Shimon Gamliel said something else in the name of Rav Yosef. If you want to be mitaring these nets right away, manichem tachas tzina shemem of mekalchin. You could put it under a pipe that water is flowing from, or you could put it into a mayan, like a live spring that water is coming. And how long would you have to leave it there? Vakama oina, leave it there for an oina. The brisa continues and says, "Kederach shom yayin nesach." Just like we just said, all these halachas are true for yayin nesach. Kach amru b'tyrus. So too, it's going to be true for Tyrus. So we made a big deal about this before we saw the brisa for a reason. I was preempting this gemara. Klape laya? What? All of this that we just said is talking about Yayin Nesach. We just made a whole fuss that it's not Yayin Nesach. It's talking about Tumah V'Taira. You're right, the Gemara says. Right, but Tairis can mean on. We're talking about Tairis. Elok, Derek Shamru, but Tairis, the reverse. All these halachas that are true for Tairis, Kachom Rabbi Yayin Nesach, it's going to be true for Yayin Nesach as well. Now, one of the eights that we mentioned over here is you could put it under a pipe or under a mayim for an oyna. Kama, oyna. How long is an oyna? Amrab Chibar Abba, Amrab Yoichanon. Oyoyim, oylaila. Either a day or a night. Meaning 12 hours. Rabchana. She'ino, she'ino is a name, not she'ino. Rabchana she'ino, v'amilah some say, Rabchana bar she'ino, Amma Rabba bar Rabchana, send the name Rabchana, Am Rabbi Yoichanan, send in the name of the great Rabbi Yoichanan, chatzi yom v'chatzi laila. It's not either a day or a night, but rather, it's a half a day and a half a night. Amma Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok, said Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok, like, please, there's no machlokes. I mean, it sounds like it's a machlokes. The first sheet is, either a day or a night. The second sheet is no, you don't get to pick or choose a day or a night. It has to be a half a day and a half a night. Versus no machlokes. Habit kufas nisan v'tishrei, habit kufas tamas v'tevis. During kufas nisan v'tishrei, we assume that the day is 12 hours. So a day and a night, about 12 hours, same thing, it's the same thing. So it's the same exact share. Kufas tamas v'tevis, then already you have the lele tevis, right? So then already it's different. Then the day and the night are not equal anymore. So if it's not equal, the only way you're going to get yud beis chodesh is if you have, take a half a day and a half a night. A half a day, half a night, you're going to end up with not yud beis chodesh. This Yud Beis Shois, right? We had Yud Beis Chodesh in the Brisa, but this is Yud Beis Shois. So if you take a half a day, half a night, you're going to end up with Yud Beis Shois, and like this, you'll end up. So really, what is it? It's Yud Beis Shois. That's what it is. If the day is a perfect Yud Beis Shois and the night's a perfect Yud Beis Shois, oyoyim oylaiva. If, however, the day and the night are not a perfect Yud Beis Shois, then you take a half a day, half a night. Obviously, that will get you, will yield you your result, and that is, you're going to get your Yud Beis Shois. Sok the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said. So this was a braisa that mentioned the halachas of Hagolah related to different components of the gas. Oh, we almost forgot. We have to go back to Rabbi Avo, right? Again, they asked Rabbi Avo a shaylo, Hani gurgudar moi mai. What's the halacha? So Amalei told him Tinisua, Alanga braisa. Where's the Tinisua? We said the gurgi are the nets. Braisa very much talked about nets. Are the nets made of wicker? Are they made of canvas? They made of Shifa, they made of Gemi, right? And we had a whole bunch of Fashid in the different ways of how you could do it. Now, the Braisa was talking about Tyrus, but the Braisa, Kederach Shom Rebbe Tyrus, Kacham Rebbe Yayin Nesach. Oh, so it's a Mefurish of Braisa, as Rabbi Bo said, you want to know what Allah is? What type of nets are you talking about? Is it this? Then it falls into that category. Is it that? It falls into that category. You have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Zaitz, Rabbi Yossi Zaitz, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Mishum Rabbi Yossi Zaitz. There's a whole bunch of different ways to do it. There's a fart in the Shulchan Aruch of how you go about it. Ayin Shom. All the other cliches, and the bottom line is that's the way you're supposed to go about it. So again, this was a braisa that talked about Hagala, following up on the Mishnah that had talked about Hagala. So now we're gonna have some statements from Amayra, more related to this inyan. So as much as the Tanam addressed most of the cases, but it seems like not all. And as a result, Amayram did what they do, and that is they had to come and contribute a little bit to this discussion. It says Amar Rav Yehuda, the great Rav Yehuda said, Hani Rafki. De armoy. So what exactly is Rafki? So Rafki, Rashi says, is kamin sakin. These are like sacks, two lines from the bottom. Shenoistavem shmarim, that they used to put the sediment of the grapes, of the wine, lahitzias yenam, for the wine to be able to ooze out. So you want all the wine to come out, so they would put the shmarim inside these sacks, and they would let it sit there. So these were used by the Arameans, and now you want to kasher it. What's the process? So said Rabbi Yehuda like this. Dimazya, if these sacks were made of hair, madichan, you do hadacha. The amra, if they were made of wool, menagvan. Right? One step up. You have to do niguv. The kisna, if they're made of linen, miyashnan, then the halach is miyashnan. How long is miyashnan? We know from the braisa, it would have to be yud-based, not shoyis. This one is yud-based, chodesh. The ikka kitri, let's say there's knots inside these sacks, shari lahu, then before you do any of the aforementioned, you would first have to untie the knots. Another halacha that Rav Yehuda said. Hani dikuli v'chalosa da'armoy. So, what are these things? So, these are sacks also, or more like baskets, and the purpose of these baskets were to strain out like some of the yayin that's there. So in the winemaking process, sometimes they would take the shmarim or the anovim and they would put them into these strainers. There were holes in them, and whatever needed to come out would come out. It would be bayer on some level. So these dikuli, the chalasa. Now, the kuli means literally baskets. Chalasa literally means a beehive. But Chazal are just using it as a mashal. Meaning, you have a basket that's shaped like a kiveres, Rashi says, like a beehive. But the point, same thing. The kuli, the chalasa, the armoi. So, the chayti, bechavli, the tsuri, in the event that they were sewn with chavalim, with ropes, of Tsuri. Rashi says Tsuri is a dekel, last Rashi on the Amid. So it was made from these like palm fronds. So if that's what it was made from, Adicha, what you would have to do is you would have to do Adacha. Did Safsa, if it was made from Safsa, Rashi says Safsa is a mingemi, then Menagvan, you do Niguf. The Kisif was made of linen. Yashnon, that's consistent with the previous memory, that Kisna linen is by Leia Moore. And over there, you would have to leave it if you're based Chadish, if you're Kitri, and if they're knots, Sharulu, you'd have to untie the knots. Itma. Another Allah. Amma'oret Shahisha Yaday Lagas. Interesting Allah. And Amma'oret, who's Becheskes Tomei, right? He's not Nizr and Tomei Vatairo. He sticks his hand into a gas. Vinaga be'eshkoilis. And he touched the shkoilis. He touched clusters of grapes. Now Rashi says these clusters were mutelis be'yayin. They're soaking in wine, right? The shkoilis are producing wine. They're sitting there in the wine. And the Amma'oret went and he touched the shkoilis. Rebbe v'rabchil, it was machlik's Rebbe Chia, what we do with all this. Chadam once said Eshkol, the Eshkol, the Cholsvi voice of Tmei. The Eshkol in anything that's in its sviva, like anything that's attached to it, is going to be tameh. Because even though we only touch one eshkol, but sviva isel is considered included in it, and we look at it as if he touched all of it. But the rest of the gas tire is going to be tameh. The other one said, we look at the entire gas as one. It's mechachid, it's mechaber, this whole thing. And as a result, we look at it as if he touched the entire gas, and therefore the entire gas is going to be tameh. According to the mandama that says that the eshkol and the sviva is tameh, but the rest of the gas is tameh. Why is it different than the following Mishnah? The Seches Tyrus, Perik, Tes, Mishnah Ches, Sherich, and Zabrechayim. If a Sherich was found inside a rechayim. What kind of rechayim was this? Rashi says they weren't toichen chitim, they were toichen zesim over there. So a sheretz was found inside a rechayim in a metame elamokim agoy. It's only metame the place that the sheretz touched. V'mhoyim mashkin mahalich. But let's say there was a mashkin there. So there's already a flow of mashkin. What type of mashkin? Presumably oil. Hakoil tame. It's all going to be tame because we look at everything in the Beis Habad as being one. The mashka is mechaber everything. That's the punchline. And if you see the mashka is mechaber everything and everything is tame, that stems with either Rebbe or Rav Chiya. So, right, we don't know who said what. Chadama chadama. But Feita Gemara Kashno. That why is it when it comes to the Amma Oretz that touches the Eshkoil in the gas, Chad Omar, that it's only the Eshkoil of Sviva Yisrael that's going to be tar, because the gas cool is going to be tar. Yet when it comes to the sheretz that touches the Zesim and the Beis Habad, it's poshut that the mashkin is mechaber. Now again, one is a gas, one's a Beis Habad, one is discussing an Amma Oretz, the other one's discussing a sheretz, but fundamentally they're one and the same. It's afraid the Gemara Akasha, and the Gemara says, no, there's a very technical difference, and that is hasam over there, loy mafsik v'loy midi. By the Zesim, nothing's being mafsik. Hocha, mafsiki, eshkoilis. Over here, the eshkoilis are being mafsik. Zesim don't come in clusters. No such thing as an eshkoil shal zesim. But there's something called an eshkoil shal anoven. The eshkoil itself serves as a mechitza. And as a result, whatever is attached to the eshkoil is attached. But anything on the other side, we assume the eshkoil itself is the mechitza, it's the mafsik between the hand of the Amoritz and everything else. And as a result, there is a man, the Amar, Chad Amar, that holds that all that is going to be taught. What's the halacha? The Rabbanu, the Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Amrilo, the Breid, the Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Rabbanu told Rabbi Yirmiyah, some say not Rabbi Yirmiyah, but the son of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Kedivrei ha'oimer eshkol v'chol svi voice of Tmei, of v'chol agaskul v'tayrah, that chilik between eshkol and not eshkol, everything else is going to be tar. Moving along. Halakeach li tashmish min ha'ivdei keichavim. And this is the last Mishnah Mesach Zavoy Dezara. If somebody buys utensils from an oivei keichavim and he needs to now go ahead and kasha the kelim, he wants to use them. Eshedarkei lahatbel yatbel. So this is a kolema Rashi. Eshedarkei lahatbel yatbel. If the derech is to be teufel it, you should be teufel it. Rashi said what it means is as follows. What it means is any keli where the derech is to use it in the same way you would be using it when you're teufeling it. Meaning, when you toivel something, you're putting it into cold water. So if this is something that you use bitsoinein, you use it like you put it in the mikveh, I don't know, that's like the type of thing you would use it for. So if it's something that's used fitsoinein, so then yatvel, the halach is, what you need to do is you have to be toivel it. Lahagel. If the derech is to use it with roischin, then yagel. Then you have to do hagolo, which involves very, very hot water. Lelabein ba'ur, if it's something where the derech is not only to use with hot water, but to actually have it make direct contact with fire, then yelabin ba'or, the way you would kasher it is by putting it into fire. Hashfud, a bit, the askala and a grill, melabnim ba'or, they're included in things that they're darkening lelabim ba'or, you have to be melabnim ba'or, hasakin, if you have a knife, shafa, you smoothen it, fi tahira, and at that point, it's going to be tahar. Either way, this mishnah is like very much an introductory mishnah to the laws of Haggadah. So let's make haskala. So we learned to the brayse of kulan tzrich and tefillah bar bamsa. All of these forms of Haggadah that were mentioned in the mishnah, whether it's tefillah, or Hagala, or Libon, they all require a tefillah. Now, tefillah is tefillah. So really, the chiddush is the other two. That if you're doing Hagala and you're doing Libon, in addition to the Hagala and the Libon, you would also have to go ahead and do a tefillah. Interesting concept. So you now took a keli from an Oved Kechavim, you kashered it. After you kasher it, you have to do tefillah. You have to put it in a mikvah. Says the Gemara, Minohani Mili. What is the makar to this? Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Kratz, learned that from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Kol Dover, Ashe Yavoi Be'esh, Taviru Be'esh, V'toher. I'm going to read the end of the pasuk. It says, Ach B'meid Nido Yischata, V'chol Ashele Yavoi Be'esh, Taviru B'may. Now the context over there is the Klei Midyan, which we'll talk more about, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's da. But the Klei Midyan is the parsha in the Torah that teaches us all the halachos of how exactly you go your kasher kelim. Yidden fought a war against the Midyanim. They came home with a lot of kelim, and they were told you can't just use the kelim. You have to go ahead and you have to kasher the kelim. So says the pasuk that any keli that's yavoi be'esh, taviru be'esh, and after the pasuk says taviru be'esh, the way you're going to kasher it is by putting it into fire. It says v'toher. What does that word v'toher mean? Hoisef l'cha kosef tahira acheres. Says Rava, that pasuk is coming to teach me that even after you put it into the fire of the Torah, there's another ma'isa tayr you have to do. What's that other ma'isa tayr? You put into a mikvah bar bam. So you have to go ahead and you have to do it. Tani bar kapara, bar kapara. What does the pasuk say? V'tar ach b'mein nido yischata. But don't just say v'tar. It says you put into mein nido. Shemeni, I would have thought shesarach hazaz shlishi v'shvi. I would have thought that it has to have the para aduma. Para aduma, yeah, because the Torah refers to para aduma also as medina. So you would have thought that maybe in order to kasher these kelim, you need literally the para aduma. Hazah shlishi v'shvi, because the para aduma required hazah shlishi v'shvi. So you would have thought you needed on that level. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, ach. Ach b'meinida. That's what the pasuk says. Chalak ach is always memait, right? Ach and verakin are always mutim. So the word ach is memait, and it tells me you don't need meinida. Imke matam lebe meinida. So what then does meinida mean? It means mayim shenida toivelas behen. It means water that the nida is toivelin. Have you heard? What is that? Arba'im sa. It means arba'im sa. Says the Gemara. If you just take a little bit of inventory on what we just said, we have two makayras, l'chayra, that the keli that was yavei be'esh, that's taviru be'esh in order to make guitar, requires a mikvah. Number one, it says v'taher, and number two, it says ach b'meinita, right? It says the Gemara, what do I need both? I'll tell you what. Itzrich lemichta v'tayr, v'itzrich lemichta b'meinid. The kasa v'tayr, because I only said v'tayr, I would have thought v'tayr koldu. Maybe all I need to do is a little bit of v'tayr. How do I know I need to do a full-fledged mikvah, kasser rachmanu b'meinida. V'kasser rachmanu b'meinida. And had it said b'meinida, have I mean, I would have thought harav shemesh k'nida. I would have thought that it requires even harav shemesh. Right, a nida is not allowed to eat, you know, truma until there's a harav shemesh. So I would have thought you need a harav shemesh. Kasser rachmanu v'taher. It's for that reason the Torah said v'taher, that what? La'alter, immediately you're going to be able to use it. So the bottom line is, what's the chiddush of this part of the Gemara? That even something where you're going to have to do more in order to kasher it, you're going to have to do agala, you're going to have to do libun, but there's still a halacha, you're going to have to put it into the mikveh afterwards. And what's the makar? It's really mentioned twice in the Torah. V'taher ach b'meinida. The Torah teaches me a taira acheres, ach b'meinida, the same taira that a nida needs. What's the need this taira? It's a mikveh. Why do I need both? So the Gemara explained why it is that I need both. We're going to stop here, and Be'ezah Hashem, we're going to pick up from here until the end of the Masechta in the next daf.